God.
We're starting again. Parsha of Shema, and then we'll learn a new tune that's at the Shem today.
more of these.
Don't we have to use home today?
Yeah, you said learning in 8 minutes. Yes, you said learning in 8 minutes.
I'm so excited to learn.
8:45.
Okay.
No, because
let's start again.
Nobody wants to sing. Everybody wants to sing the Malachim and the Acharei.
These are the signs under the words, and the signs tell us not only the tune, but they also tell us on which word we have to put the stress, where we stress which syllable, and we also God bless you. And they also tell us which words go together. Just like mapach is automatically attached to pashta, you won't find the mapach alone. Da 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 goes together. We said there are different types of munach, right? If a munach is standalone, so it's munach. If it's a munach before a revi'i, or we're going to see other tunes, then you pull it out. Munach revi'i. Da 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 da. Munach revi'i. If it's before net nachta, then it's just red. Munach et nachta. And if it's before Zakef Katan, these two dots, then we said it's Munach Zakef Katan. That's the only, basically the only one that we're going to learn is different. Okay, let's open up to Parasha of Shema. We're opening up in our Russian Kumashim here, the Vet Hanan, page 232, Dvarim Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Shishi of Parshas Vayeschanan. Dvarim Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet, and join me as we read through it, gentlemen. Get the page 232 in the Hebrew side of these Russian translated Kumashim. Pasuk Dalet, the 4th pasuk.
Shema Israel.
Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Remember, we forgot to pause. We're supposed to break. Because of that psik, that line is a psik between Hashem's name and Echad. The next pasuk is a munach zakev katan on one word, right? Munach zakev katan ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uchol nafshecha uchol meodecha. We didn't learn the tune on ve'ayu. But Hadevarim is already a munach connected to the revi'i on ha'ele. Who remembers how that goes? Munach revi'i. Munach revi'i. Hadevarim ha'ele. Hadevarim ha'ele. Hadevarim.
Now we'll stop for some grammar for a second. Why is Hadivarim, why is it Hadivarim and not Hadvarim? Remember we said there's Shvana and Shvanach. There's a Shiva that's pronounced Divarim, and then there's Shvanach where it's rested, where it's Hadvarim. Because of the dot in the dalet, excellent Yehuda. Because there's a dot in the dalet, there's a dagesh. Whenever there's a dagesh, that makes the shiva, a shiva na, a shiva that's moved, hadevarim.
Hadevarim ha'ele. If there wouldn't be a dot, it would be read hadvarim. Not hadevarim, but hadvarim. Hadevarim ha'ele. Let's skip to the next pasuk. Vishinantam levanecha munach zakev katan Vishinantam levanecha vedibarta bam Vishibtecha devetecha uvlechtecha baderech uvshochbecha uvgumecha. Notice Uv shochbecha uv gumecha. The shva is shva nach. It's not uv shochbecha.
but it's uv shochbecha. It's not uv vekumecha, it's uv kumecha. The vase is a shva nach, it's a rested shva. Right? We said there's a shva that's pronounced, that's moved, and there's a shva that's just mentioned. Same thing, ukshaltam. It's not ukishaltam. If there were no vav, then how would we pronounce it? If it were just kshartam, then how would we pronounce it? Kishartam. Who remembers why? Why is it a shva na? If it's in the beginning of the word, a shva is always na. If it were the beginning, it's not the beginning. There's a vav before him. If it were at the beginning of the word, then it would be kishartam. Being that it's ukshartam, so it's a shva na. Ukshartam leos. That's why it's leos. It's a shvana. Al yodecho dechayu letok tapot ben einecha. Okay, we're going to learn, we're going to start a new tune today, and we'll pick up on it Bezat Hashem next week. The tune goes like this. It's called Darga. If you look at Pasuk Vav, on the word Anochi, it looks like a Z. Darga in Aramaic means a step, and the tune is like a step. The sign for it is this.
Zigzag.
And the tune goes like this. Darga, Darga, Darga. Just to confuse you a little bit, it's almost always followed with a tevir. Tevir means broken. It's almost always followed with this sign. Dargo tevir. Ta-da-da-da-dum. 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 Dargo tevir. Dargo. Darga Tevir, Darga Tevir, Darga Tevir, Darga Tevir, Darga Tevir, Darga Tevir. Now let's look at the words. Asher Anochi. Asher. No, I'm sorry. Anochi Mitzavecha. Anochi Mitzavecha. Why is it Mitzavecha?
There's a Dagesh in the Vav.
Very good. Anochi Mitzavecha. Anochi Mitzavecha. Now let's skip to Pasuk Yud. Who can find the Darga over there? On which word? Pasuk Yud.
Yishba.
Very good. So you'll notice it's a Darga, Tevir, you see? And then another Tevir. Nishba la'avosecha le'avraham. Nishba la'avotecha le'Avraham. Nishba la'avotecha le'Avraham. Nishba la'avotecha le'Avraham. Nishba Le'Avraham. Darga Tevir. Darga Tevir. Darga Tevir. Darga Tevir. Darga Tevir. Darga Tevir.